Hey guys, this is your host Jonathan Posey for the Posey Sports Performance Podcast. Today, I'm going to start off my little rant with a story. Story I have to tell is, I was talking to one of my athletes this morning. He was hitting, and every time he took a bad swing, he'd hoot and holler. Every time he took a bad one. Every time he took a good one, he'd feel like he was on top of the world. We've been working with him recently on his swing, trying to restructure a swing. I'm not a hitting coach by any means, but I can kind of give some insight into how something should look or how he should be doing something, okay? We've been reworking a lot of stuff. The guy took 2 or 3 months off of hitting, okay? The kid is a really good kid. He just wants to be perfect right away, right? So, like I said, get back to my story. He's hooting and hollering every time he takes a bad swing. I end up ripping him after most of the swings, because I look at him and say, hey, simmer down. What is being mad going to help you with? What's being mad about each swing going to help you with? Right? And he'd be like, okay, whatever. He'd quiet down for a few swings, hit a couple good ones, then hit a couple bad ones, and go right back to what he was doing. When he was done, he came back to me and started talking about how he lacked confidence because of X, Y, and Z factors. And I kind of looked at him, and the reasoning why he was being so discouraged is because he was trying to compare himself to major league hitters. One of the examples, he would look at me, he would land his stride foot a certain pattern. He'd be like, a couple of guys that I was looking at last night, professional hitters, landed like this, and I think I want to do that too. And I look at him and say, are you them? Are you that hitter? Are you that big league hitter? He said, no. And I'm like, then quit trying to copy that person, right? Where I'm going with this kid is an example of something that we all do as well. We set a goal for ourselves, the highest goal possible. If we want to create business, we want to be freaking Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg or Steve Jobs if we're starting a business. If we want to be a baseball player, we're trying to be Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, or Mike Trout, okay? Don't get me wrong. We can achieve to be those people, okay? But the flat truth of the matter is most of us don't have that kind of talent, right? So is that a goal that we should shoot for? Yes, 100%. But the issue with that is, bringing it back to the kid that I was talking about, is that we get so enamored with that out-of-reach goal, maybe not necessarily out-of-reach, but that huge goal, that everything we do along the way that doesn't work the way we want it to, we freak out and flip out and start MFing it, right? We end up letting the short-term setbacks affect us short-term, okay? Which in turn, if we keep doing this over and over, affects our whole long-term mental, okay? The same thing works in the other direction of the spectrum. So this is the advice I gave the kid. Instead of focusing on the big goal that you want to be Mike Trout, you want to create the biggest business, whatever it is you want to say. This kid's situation is a baseball player. Set your goal there, yes, but pin it up in your room and leave it there. Leave that at home. And when you come into the gym or into the batting cage or onto the field, you need to find something in your micro. Gary Vaynerchuk has his mentality is that he is aggressive and impatient in the micro, and super patient in the macro, meaning he understands he has an ultimate goal. Gary Vaynerchuk's goal is to buy the Jets. That may never be attainable for him. I think he's going to do it. But a lot of our goals are so big, it may not be attainable, but that's a goal. That's awesome. But in the meantime, we need to be aggressive in the meantime, doing things over and over again that's going to lead us to that end goal. Because if we just do things focused on the end goal, and if something right here doesn't work, we take an L right here, we think it's a sign that we're never going to get there. Instead of doing the aggressive, as I've talked about it before with aggressive patience, doing something little every day to gain momentum towards that goal. There's going to be setbacks regardless in our life. But would we rather set a lot of small goals for ourselves every single day to wake up and do X, Y, and Z, like Andy Frisella says, do a power list. Have a power list to do something every single day, get to where you want to go. Or do you want to set this big magnanimous goal, this big intangible goal, and be frustrated when you're not there in a year? Because I'm part of this generation. We have a problem with not being able to see the tangible results of our work immediately. So in order to counteract that, we need to do small things every single day in order to get us to that ultimate big goal, right? Because if we constantly try and do big thing after big thing after big thing, we're probably going to fail at it more often than we're going to succeed. And for a millennial or for a person who isn't patient, that can kill them. That can kill their drive. That can kill it way too early when they could have just done something little in the micro, do something little right now to set us up for success down the road. So instead of taking a hack and then getting pissed off about that hack, or doing something small today and screwing up, taking an L, instead of just being pissed off about it, learn something from that. Don't sit there and be pissy and be angry, because you know what? Ultimately, nobody cares. Look at the situation. What can you learn from it? And what can you do next time so you won't fail again? That's what I'm talking about. Don't set this huge goal for yourself and be so discouraged every time you fail, because you're only setting big goals for yourself. You don't have something perfected after a week. Congratulations. Nobody in the history of ever had anything perfected after 1 week. You need to do things every single day that you know that you can complete. Small tasks that you can complete, they're going to set you up for your goal. And every once in a while, you're going to have that big goal, right? That big step that, if you're in business, going out on your own. In baseball, trying out for that team, or getting a scholarship offer for that team, or getting drafted to a team, or getting picked up as a free agent for a team. When those big opportunities come up, you'll be ready for them now, because you've stacked so many W's on top of each other on a daily basis that you know how to win. You don't get caught up in the L's, because you know you're going to wake up tomorrow, you're going to put up another W on the scoreboard. Even if you put up an L the next day too, guess what? You have 24 hours the next day to put up another W. So guys, my message today, don't pin that big goal for you up on your dashboard in your car and look at it every day, because you're going to get discouraged. Pin that thing up in your bedroom. Look at it when you go to bed. Go dig down deep and find it when you need to. Okay? But what we need to do in the meantime, before we get to that goal, is to sit down and find tangible goals for us to do every single day. Be aggressive in the micro and be patient in the macro, knowing we're not going to get to this goal sometime soon, but we need to do everything we can along the way, every day, every second, to help us get to that goal. Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you later. Give it a thumb up if you like it. If you don't like it, don't give it a thumb down. Comment back so we can have some conversation, right? Have a great one, guys. Talk to y'all later. See ya.